"Strange. My own father-in-law had struck something of the same note before I married Elspeth. It's a polite way of suggesting that you don't make too much of a beast of yourself on the honeymoon." I assumed a look of manly understanding. "Sirs," says I, "what can I say except that I trust I shall always bear myself to your duchess as I would to the daughter of my oldest and dearest friend?" That cheered them up no end, and presently the reception began to draw to a close, and the noble guests imperceptibly melted away. Schwerin beamed paternally on the Duchess and myself, and hinted that as the next day was going to be an exhausting one, we should take all the rest we could beforehand. It was still only early afternoon, but I was dog-tired with the novelty and excitement of the morning. And so we said our formal goodbyes to each other. I made mine as pleasant as I could, and the Duchess Irma received it with an inclination of her head and gave me her hand to kiss. It was like talking to a walking statue. Then Detchard, who had been hovering off my port quarter for several hours, closed in and with attendant flunkies escorted me to the suite reserved for me in the west wing of the palace. They would have made a great fuss of me, but he shooed them away. And what I thought rather odd, he also dismissed Yosef, who was waiting to unbutton me and remove my boots. However, I realized he wished us to be private, and when we passed through into my main salon, I understood why, for Rudi Starnberg and de Côté were waiting for us. The sight of them damped my spirits. It was a reminder of what I was here for, with my custodians dogging me all the time. From being the prince, I was become play-actor flashy again. Rudy sauntered across, and without so much as a by your leave, took hold of my wrist and felt my pulse. "You are cool hand," says he. "I watched you down below, and on my oath you looked a most condescending tyrant. How does it feel to play the prince?" I hadn't been used to this kind of talk in the past few hours, and found myself resenting it. I damned his impudence and asked where the blazes he had been all day, for he and de Côté had been supposed to meet me with the others at the frontier. He cocked an eyebrow at me. "Regal heirs, eh? Well, Highness, we've been busy about affairs of state, if you please. Your affairs, your state. You might show a little appreciation to your loyal servants." He grinned insolently. "But, of course, the gratitude of princes is proverbial." "Then don't presume on it, even with the temporary royalty," I growled. "You can both go to the devil. I want a rest." De Côté considered me. "A little drunk, perhaps?" "Damn you, get out." "I do believe the infection has really taken," chuckled Rudy. "He'll be calling the guard in a moment. Now, seriously, friend Flashman." And here he tapped me on the chest. "You can put away your ill temper, for it won't answer. It ain't our fault if the Duchess hasn't languished at you. No, you needn't damn my eyes, but listen. Certain things have happened which may, I say may, only, affect our plans." My stomach seemed to turn to ice. "What do you mean?" "By ill chance, one of the Danish embassy at Berlin, a fellow Hansen, a senior official, arrived today in Strakens. He was on his way home and broke his journey here to attend the wedding. There was no convenient way to get rid of him, so he will be there tomorrow." "Well, what about it?" says I. "There'll be plenty of Danes in the cathedral, won't there? What's one more or less?" Detchard spoke from behind me. "Hansen has been a friend of Carl Gustav's from childhood, indeed the most intimate of all his companions." "Your resemblance to Carl Gustav is uncanny," put in de Côté. "But will it deceive his oldest playmate?" "Jesus!" I sat stricken. "No, no, by God, it won't. It can't. He'll know me." I jumped up. "I knew it. I knew it. We're done for. You'll denounce me. You bloody idiot. See what you've done with your lunatic schemes. We're dead men and—" "Lower your voice," says Rudy, "and take a grip on your nerves."